No adventure too silly. All adventures, big or small, are real treasures. And there is no such thing as a silly adventure. Plus, we really have to hang on to our talents and practice from time to time to stay sharp. This makes us really beautiful as we circle around our marvels and inventions. The things that call to us in childhood tend to make a lifelong impression on us. If we like going on nature walks when 5, we probably appreciate camping at 75. There is no explanation for it. It is just a little star in our constellation that never gets tired. As teenagers, we almost hold a perfect map of where to go in life. That map is so good that if we get lost, all we need to do is dream back in time to get back on track. When I came to America, all the TV shows seemed to talk about getting in touch with your inner child. This only sounds weird. By remembering where we wanted to go, we can use our adult wisdom to get there. Having said that, I actually listened to the TV for once and tried to get in touch with my inner child as a teenager. From a broader perspective, a teenager is still a child, and the experiment, as you can imagine, did not go so good. Instead, I got in touch with my inner animal, and it turned out that it's a house cat. Even now, I keep telling myself maybe it means I'm a lion. Who can tell? I know I can't. I actually went to college as part of my great adventure in art. I was having a lot of fun. I ended up spending entire evenings painting at the local college. I didn't care about rules, and I knew that my study of art won't agree with anybody. But none said anything. Once I finished painting my Mona Lisa copies, I could see that it was not a good painting to copy. I guess that times have changed. Maybe Mona Lisa used to take the breath away. But in modern times, faces have more detail. Expressions are deeper and more profound. We speak with light and not just the shadow. And paintings aren't limited to emotion. They can actually show attitude, philosophy, and dignity. A nice research corner for modern art can be found with 3D artists, as they seem to be the leaders of today's art. The only real lessons I found in college are the ones that I took time to create. When colleges become too useless to learn from for lack of coherent lectures, then we have to become the teachers, both to ourselves and others. What is more is that the adventures that we create for ourselves always come with a solid dose of silliness. What I learned of silliness is that joy and inspiration by any other name is still joy and inspiration. And joy and inspiration is exactly what we give up when we forget to protect our adventures, so we have to be really careful. Neither is art just about drawing, nor everything else is just about the thing. A brush or pencil is also a reminder to visit countless museums. Likewise, so is actual camping much greater than it seems. There really is an inner self that we can lose touch with, and this happens when we start following instead of leading and walking our own way. But no matter how overworked, misled, or off path that we end up, the constellation of stars within us will wait for us to reawaken. Camping can become extremely powerful medicine, and long before the long trails, we can pack a backpack and keep it by the door. It is all too easy to become overworked or lost. The trails restore health completely. They will remind us to always lead and always follow a step with the next one, and to slow down so that we can feel the sunrise and sunset, so that we make time for our thoughts and ideas, which in turn will bring many a dream, and many of those are sure to come true. We cannot ever become lost in our joys, curiosities, dreams, and adventures. They can only add to make us stronger and wiser. In truth, no silly thing is as silly as it seems, no matter what anybody says. Never let anybody steer you away from your own path, because then you will have to start searching for yourself. And take good care of your talents, dreams, and adventures, as they are part of who you are.